Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am Brother Masuzio Chavula from Zambia. I want to take this opportunity to thank Pastor Pili for giving me the platform on daily devotion to minister. I want to take this opportunity also to appreciate the servants of God who have been blessing us with the word of life from the Lord Jesus. May the Lord literally bless you all. I want to ask you to remember me in prayers that God may give us the blessing through his word. Let us read in the book of Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4 verse 20. The Bible reads, "And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and they returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand." May the Lord bless us upon the reading of his word. I'll title our series, "The Rod of God in His Hand." The Rod of God in His Hand. Now, brothers and sisters, there's something precious about you and I through Christ Jesus. Let's look at Moses. I believe when Moses was in the house of Jethro, when he was given to take charge of the sheep, he went into a place where he could find the rod that he could use to shepherd these sheep, to shepherd the animals that he was placed under him. And Moses found this stick. I believe there were many sticks, and probably this stick was dry, and truly it was dry. I believe it's something that Moses saw that it was fit and it was usable for the work that he desired to bring forth in order to keep the animals under Jethro's home. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe this types the Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. He picked you and I because he saw that we are going to become usable in the kingdom of God. Now, just like that stick that was in the hand of Moses appeared like something that had lost value, appeared like something that had no life in it. But look, when Moses picked it, it became useful. It became a tool that had value to bring forth certain work that pleased Jethro. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My brother, my sister, God has picked you and I through his son, Jesus Christ. God chose you and I through his son, Jesus Christ, because he saw that you and I, our life are useful if only we can completely surrender in the hands of the Lord Jesus. Just like we see the rod that was in the hand of Moses, it could do nothing except Moses uses it. The only thing that the rod was able to do was completely yield in the hands of Moses, and it became a tool that was useful. You may be discouraged. You may be going through different kind of trials. I want to encourage you this morning, my brothers and sisters. Don't think your life does not have value. God who chose you saw the value in you. He saw the potential that he wants you to bring out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us read in the book of Judges chapter 6. I'll read verse 1. "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Midian 7 years. This is the time when Israel was doing evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord had delivered them in the hands of the Midians for 7 years. But we see there is the rod that God will pick and put in his hand. And this rod that God will pick and put in his hand, it became useful. And this is the man we call Gideon. Hallelujah. Now, when the angel appeared unto Gideon, Gideon considered himself a man who had no value, a man who came from a family that was poor, a man who thought he was least in his family. Just like the rod that Moses picked. Probably it was useless to mankind, but Moses saw it fit that it was a tool that was going to be useful in his hand. Just like the Lord has seen it fit that you are a tool that is useful in his hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You may consider yourself to be the least in your family. You may look at yourself like you have no value. But blessed be the name of the Lord, the one who has chosen you, the one who has blessed you in the hands of the Lord Jesus. And we read in Judges chapter 6, verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou might man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? You may be asking questions as well. Why are these things falling upon us? If the Lord is with us, why are we going through such? But look, the Lord has appeared unto you in this dark age, the church of Laodicea, because he wants his light to shine through you. He wants you to be a tool that is useful in his hand. So he chose Gideon. Gideon is called the mighty man of valor. My brother and sister, you are the rod of God in his hand. You are a powerful tool in the eyes of God. If only we can continue yielding in the hands of the Lord. The Lord Jesus in John chapter 17 verse 12 said these words. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is still keeping those that God gave unto him in his hand. And he said, I have lost none of them. Why? Because we are useful in the kingdom of God. We have got value in the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My brother, my sister, it is not because of the works that we did, but God saw it fit to pick you and I. He has picked you and I out of the merry clay, and we have become a blessing in the hands of the Lord. You are a blessing. You are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty woman of valor. Do not regard yourself as someone who has no value. The Lord who has picked you, he knows you are useful in his kingdom. He knows you are useful in the place where you are, because there is something that God desires to bring out of you when he blesses you in his hands. Let's continue trusting and depending upon him as we continue walking upon the face of the earth in this dark world. Regardless of the evil that we see in this world, there is a Gideon that God knows will completely yield himself or herself in his hand, so that we can become the rods in the hands of the Lord that are useful. The rods in the hands of God that are going to bring about a testimony that shall glorify God. Remember the book of Exodus that we read, chapter 4, verse 20. Let's read it again. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. God considers you as his child. You are a child of God in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the good Lord bless you as you continue this series. Shalom.